may be focusing on your need, and probably most of us are thinking, I need this, I need that. But I want you to focus on God's provision for you. This is so important. And one of the ways we do that is through the names of God, because He reveals who He is all through the Old Testament. You keep getting different names, especially among the prophets. And what is this? It's profitable because it's Jehovah revealing Himself in whatever your need may be. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh. It is just exciting. But before we get into the study today, I want to pray for people who have problems with your feet. Maybe you're born with a crooked foot. We had a man in Costa Rica who was born with a crooked foot. He was known in the church. He was about 21 or 2, and God straightened his foot. We had a young man whose foot, one foot was shorter than the other. This happened in Alvin, Texas, and the short foot began to grow out. He had to take his tennis shoe off because he got special shoes, because his foot now was normal. And so when he left with one shoe on and one shoe off. Who is that? Oh, that's Jehovah Rapha. So I want to pray with you if you have a foot problem. Sarah and I are going to believe for you today to have a healing miracle and a provision that is in the Bible, Old and New Testament. So Father, I just pray right now for everyone who is having problems with their feet, whatever it may be, bunions, spurs, pain, arthritis, God, a foot that's shorter than the other one, a crooked foot, and I take the authority of God's Word and send the Word into these feet. And that Word is healing and delivering from every destruction the enemy has planned in Jesus' name. Now look for your miracle. Don't say, well, I still have some pain. Look and see if you're better. Look and see if your foot straightened out. Look and see if a growth fell off your foot. Folks, look for the miracle and stay in faith. And of course, Sarah, we want them to call.
Absolutely.
And say, I'm one of the ones you prayed for, and I'm believing God, or I'm better, or I'm totally all right. I have a miracle in my feet. So please call us. You know, we have this wonderful prayer line, and we just love to pray for you. Sarah, what do you think about Jehovah Rapha?
I think it's amazing, because when you talk about God being a healer, there's so many ways that we need healing. Well, obviously, immediately we think of healing in our bodies,
right,
and absolutely see God do that. But I think that God is a healer no matter what the situation is. The need is in our, not only our bodies, but also our emotions. He heals our finances. He heals our thinking, because sometimes we have stinking thinking.
We do.
And bad worldview, bad paradigms, and he's the healer. So wherever he goes, he brings healing. He brings it back to the way it's supposed to originally be.
Exactly. And I like starting in the Bible. The first one who prayed for the sick was Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when he was with that king and he had lied about Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And the king was about to take Sarah as one of his wives, many wives.
Mm-hmm.
And all of his wives, and he had a lot of them, suddenly couldn't have children. It just stopped it all. And so he called on Abraham, and Abraham prayed the first healing
mm-hmm.
prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was tremendous healing there. So I like the fact that healing, prayers of healing, are to come through us too. New Testament says believers are to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. So put your hands out, say there's healing and miracles in my hands. I believe that with all my heart. And I've seen people that, you know, worked in drugstores, people who were computer experts, lay hands on the sick, but they're Christians, and they did what God said. And I have seen fabulous miracles. But where the name is really revealed is in Exodus 15. And it shows, again, some things you alluded to about the fact that your thinking can be sick. You can have a broken heart. You know, you can be physically sick. You can have generational weaknesses from your parents and grandparents and whatever. But whatever the condition, He heals. He is the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, or Rophe, as some say. It is super important that you know this. He doesn't just tell you that He heals you. He demonstrates. Healing is demonstrated from Genesis through Revelation. You say it's just New Testament. It's not just New Testament. It's what God is. It's His provision is healing. So from Genesis to Revelation, there's wonderful demonstrations, manifestations of healing. And in Exodus 15, we see the name where it really appears. It's very powerful. And in this, the Israelites are going through the wilderness, and it's a hard time for them. It's a very difficult time for them. And they're always running out of water, you know, and God shows up, takes care of them, but there's always some kind of a crisis, and they like to murmur a lot. So they come to this water. Finally, they're so thrilled to get the water, but when they get down to taste the water, it is bitter. There's something bad, probably poisonous water. And so Moses prays. Instead of murmuring, pray. Moses prays, and God gives him a revelation. This is so good. Get a revelation. Quit murmuring. And God says to him, cut this tree and throw the branch in the water, and it will heal the water. So what did he do? He cut the tree, threw it into the water, and the water was made sweet. And he calls the Lord, you have revealed yourself to me as a healer. You can heal. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, this is very key. And I want you to know, if you are in need of healing, inside or outside, call us. We have wonderful people who will pray with you. So call us, do it, and we won't be long, but we'll pray and you can have a miracle today. But what I like here in particular is that Moses listened to God. And when he cut the tree down, that, I believe, represents the cross. And it says Jesus himself took our infirmities and our diseases, and by his stripes we are healed. These happened on the cross. So the cross is wood. And when we take the provisions of the cross into our needs, there is healing power. Oh, I just love that. That is so wonderful to me. Sarah, you've experienced healing. Tell some of your healings.
Yeah, I remember there was a lady in Guatemala that had a detached retina, and she couldn't see well, black and white vision, blurry. She was crying all the time, a lot of pain. She'd had several surgeries. She came, and we prayed for people who needed healing with their eyes, and she was instantly healed. The pain stopped. She could see clearly, back into regular color stuff.
Right.
No more tears, no more. I mean, it was absolutely. I remember when I checked her, I was like, are you sure? I was skeptical, but she was completely healed, and I was astounded. I mean, that was completely cool.
See, healing is the bread of the children, but there's something more here I really want you to see that is so powerful. Jehovah Rapha. Who got this revelation? Who received this revelation? Moses. Yeah, he did. You say, well, what's the big deal about that? He lives to 120, and his natural force is not abated, and he doesn't use glasses. His eye is not dimmed. You say, well, why do you think that? Because he received the provision of Jehovah Rapha. And I'm telling you, we're going to go into this a little more. You will see he is not only your healer, oh my, he is your health. So if you're having health problems, or even having a problem believing you can be healthy, call us up. We'd love to pray with you, because I personally believe health is better than healing. Can God give us a long life without pain? Can He give us a long life without cancer and all that kind of trash? Moses got it. You say, well, he was God's pet. No, he had faith in Jehovah Rapha. That he was more than his healer. He was his health. Mm-hmm. What do you think about all that?
Well, I like it. Obviously, I really like it. But one of the things that really provokes me is when Jesus dealt with his disciples, and he gave them power to heal the sick. He gave them power to cast out demons. And I've been reading in Matthew lately all kinds of this healing stuff. You know, cast out demons, the mute would speak, the deaf could hear, the paralyzed and the lame could walk. And it really provokes me, because Jesus didn't just do that for himself and his ministry, but he gave that power to his disciples, the people who followed him. And so I believe, obviously, that God wants us to walk in supernatural health, but I also believe that God wants to use us to bring healing to people around us, so that when people are sick, that we don't just say, I'm sorry, you know, why don't you drink a glass of water and have an aspirin or whatever.
Right.
But we pray for them, that God could use us to bring healing into the world that we live in, to people around us, and it raises others' awareness of God and who He is and His goodness and His love for them. So I think it's super important that we receive healing, but also that we are conduits for healing as well.
Exactly. Mm. And the fact that we'll just take that faith step and pray for them.
Sure.
You know, and it's not your name that's going to heal them anyway. It's Jesus' name. Because I know what you think. Well, what if they don't get healed? What if they get worse? What if they die if I pray for them? But you take the promise. Believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And if you don't think that's true, then read the book of Acts. I looked through Acts very carefully. I just read it recently. There's a miracle in every chapter. I believe there's a miracle for you today. Call us. Let us pray with you for your miracle need, because He has provided for you through all of His wonderful names, all the provisions you will need for this life and eternal life. And maybe you have a loved one or a friend that needs to be healed. Then call us. Let us pray with you, because God has good things for His children. He is powerful and wonderful, and He loves you. He calls you beloved 42 times in the New Testament. You never say, I'm His beloved, but you should. He just said it 42 times. You never say you're a saint, but the New Testament calls you saints. I mean, just about every place. You are called a saint. Remember, God's provisions are because God so loves you.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of His names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about Him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as He reveals Himself to you through His many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and The Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with Him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of His wonderful gifts for you through each one of His names. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
We are so excited talking about these different names of God, and I want to encourage you. We have some hugely helpful resources for you. Number one is our CD set, The Names of God. This is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity for you to put the Word of God into your car and into your kids' life and really understand the names of God, not just for the mental understanding of it, but more so for your heart. Because once your heart grabs it, then that's really when you start to walk in the fullness of it. But not only do we have CDs, we also have this really great, oh my goodness, this book. And Mom, this book is so great. The reason why is because you and I, we're just kind of hitting the surface. We're like skimming stones across the water,
right.
You know, just kind of touching a little bit here and there. But in the book, oh my goodness, there's tremendous detail and tremendous more insights from this into this book. So you don't want to miss that. Furthermore, we have this really cool Afghan. And I love this afghan for lots of reasons. Number one, it's snuggly. But number two, it's got the names of God and also what that name means in English right underneath it. So it's a great way to wrap yourself up in the names of God and snuggle into His presence and really experience who God is and the richness of His names and all of His names.
Well, and here's the thing. When we see some of these names, we think, what on earth is that?
Right. Gamola, because I think of guacamole.
Yeah. You say, what is this? And see, when we know the truth sets us free. So when you know these names, it really sets you free. So I encourage you, take this as a prayer book. You know, listen to these, pass them on to other people, because I have found the names of God transform people's lives. So be sure you take time to call in. That's very, very important. I want to share with you about Jehovah Rapha, or sometimes they say Rapha. But it has a much deeper meaning than just the Lord our healer. It means the Lord our health. Wouldn't you like to get healed today and then just stay healthy? I think that would be the best. You know, you're not always crying out for that. But folks, I think sometimes we kind of embrace this attitude. Well, I have to die sometime, so, you know, I have to get sick to die. I haven't noticed you have to get sick to die. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Have you known some people that did not get sick
and
died?
Yeah, it's like they just slipped over into eternity. It's like they took a step and went from this natural life into the eternal life, and it wasn't this traumatic, awful, terrible thing. Pain, no pain, just that stepping over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I can go through lists of people like that. So let's just go back to Moses for a moment, because he got the revelation of Jehovah Rapha. He lived 120 years. Mm-hmm. His eye was not dimmed, and his natural force was not abated, which means he could have fathered children at 120. That is astounding. And you say, well, why him? Well, you know, he talked to God. He's kind of God's pet. No. He had faith in Jehovah Rapha. And so he said, he's healer, but I'll just take the health. And he lived a healthy life and died when God took him home. That's very key for us. So when we look at Jehovah Rapha, we look Old Testament, revealed in Exodus 15. We look New Testament, where Jesus heals the sick, casts out demons, preaches, and teaches. So hold up your hand, say, Jesus does four things. He teaches, He preaches, He casts out demons, He heals. I think most of us believe, yeah, He preaches, He teaches, He heals, but casting out demons, oh, I don't know about that. I don't want to be involved in that. But He said the same works that He did, we're to do. And demonic powers keep people sick. They bind them and keep them sick. So Jesus wants us to be free, spirit, soul, body. He wants all of us to be involved in healing, all of us. He wants all of us to cast out demons. You say, oh, that's a special ministry over there for so-and-so. No, it's not. It's for believers. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. So what is it? Are you a believer? You can cast out demons, and it's not just, oh, I can't handle it. You can cast out demons, and you do it with the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, with healing and the casting out of demons, it's not your name doing it anyway. So don't get so nervous. It's His name, because we always think, well, what if it doesn't work? Well, it's His name. Mm-hmm. He just told you to do it. Then it's up to Him to show the manifestation. Oh, Sarah, we've seen demons cast out of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when I was in seventh grade. I remember back in the old church,
yes,
we had those summer conference things.
Camp meetings.
Jubilee kind of thing.
Camp meetings, yeah.
And I remember it was after a morning service, and I came down because I wanted to go hang out with my friends, you know, go home with them for the afternoon and come back for church that night. And I remember I came up to ask Dad, and Dad was praying for some people, so I just held off to the side a little bit, waited. And I remember I was in seventh grade. I'll never forget this. I stood off to the side, And I was waiting for Dad to finish praying so I could ask him. And in the middle, there's a group of people that were around somebody, them praying. And in the middle of that group, this really weird, creepo voice came out, and I mean, it like totally freaked me out because I'm in seventh grade and that's not just a normal thing that I hear. And so I remember I went to my friend's house, but then I remember I told you later and you're like, well, that's a demon and we cast those out. We have power and authority over demons. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, there you have it. And move on down the road and don't get all jittery over it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it work in some of the most unusual places, like in Russia. Mm-hmm. You know, I went there to set up a meeting right after the Iron Curtain fell. And so these young students from ORU met me at the plane. They said, would you come with us to pray for this girl? She's demon-possessed. She was into witchcraft of some kind, 17 years old, and these demons would bite her and cut her skin, though they couldn't see them. Little cuts would come. And these voices would say to her, we're going to kill you. So, you know, we went. I had one other person with me, and we got these students, and we cast those demons out of her, led her to Christ. She wasn't a Christian, and her grandmother, we led her to Christ. I went back 8 months later. She met me at the airport. She said, I'm Natasha, and she had learned a few sentences in English, and I love Jesus.
Wow.
And she won all of her family, and all of her family knew that. Mm-hmm. But that was a sign. This is a sign book. This is a manifestation book. If you're just saying, well, it's kind of a sweet book and, yeah, the Bible's great, the Bible manifests itself. It's more than great. It's power, and it's power for you. And I want you to call in if you know someone that you feel is really demon-possessed or oppressed or whatever word you want to use. Let's pray for them. You know, we have wonderful prayer people who will pray. And so let's don't just say, oh, don't get me involved in that. That's a special ministry. It's Jesus' ministry. That's what he went around doing. When you read the Gospels, he's doing it, doing it, doing it, especially the Gospel of Mark. So, Sarah, I think we take a wrong stand sometimes as Christians because it's scary to us.
Right. And I think we don't oftentimes know who God really is.
Right.
And that's why I think it's so important with the names of God that we know who God is.
Right.
And these resources help us to know. We can read in the Bible, but sometimes we don't always catch the fullness of what's meant by that particular name. So the CD series will help a whole bunch. The book is obviously a tremendous resource.
Yes.
You need to get these. Get on the phone, call right now and say, yep, I need the book. Yep, I need the CD. And of course, this totally cool afghan
Sweet.
That you definitely want to use. We have it here as like a little tablecloth, but I just like to snuggle up with it because it's like snuggling into the names of God, snuggling into God's presence. But these resources, I just want to encourage you, you need to get these. And sometimes I know you think, well, you know, I got to blow that off or not right now or whatever. But really, you need these in your life. You need to read them. You need to let them be a part of who you are because God wants to help you walk in the fullness of who he is, and not just learn about him from the outside, but have him walking out his life through us as well.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is call in. All you have to do is call in. So this is a special time when we're just really looking at the Lord who heals. We're looking at how healing, Jesus said, is the bread of the children. You need to eat bread today? That's important. That's important that you eat of healing, and very important that you pick up your phone and call and get these resources. You'll use this like a prayer book too. And you shouldn't just get one, get two. These are gifts that help people. Flowers wilt, candy makes them fat. The Word of God changes and transforms them. So don't put it off. Call in and hang tight with the names of God who bring his wonderful provisions.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of his names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself to you through his many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and the Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with Him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of His wonderful gifts for you through each one of His names. Call or click today.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
The Bible says healing is the bread of the children. So today, I want you to eat some bread, bread of healing. Where do you need healing in your body? Let's believe God for that, because it really is our bread. It was purchased in the atonement. So we need to claim what the Bible says we can have. So I'm going to ask you to put your hand on any area of your body that you need healing. I love to pray for the sick. So put your hand, it's on your, you say, I have 10 things. Put your hand on top of your head. We'll just believe for everything. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the word into this body that heals it, delivers it from every destruction. And in Jesus' name, I speak wholeness. Amen. Now, I believe you've received, but you need to act in faith. Don't look for your sickness. Look for your miracle and stand in faith for it. This is very important. Now, this is the way I stand. I not only stand for healing, but health. Because when I look at Jehovah Rapha, it has to do with health. And Moses received the revelation of that name, and he lived to 120. His eye didn't get dim. His natural force was not abated. Why? Because he knew that there was healing and health for him, and he lived in it. So why don't you just call in right now and say, hey, I am believing for healing in my body. Name the place, don't take a long time, and say, I am believing for health. And maybe you have a loved one on your heart who needs healing or who needs health. Then give us those names, and we're going to pray. And just say, Marilyn told me to call in today for healing and health. And we're going to stand in faith and see great things.